get nervous that the Ballyhoo Bandit is going to bandit.
Kidnap
us too.
Okay.
That's Eliza Hancock. She's a first grader on the case of the missing Easter Bunny, looking for the nefarious Ballyhoo Bandit. Hancock, like her fellow Eaglesview Elementary detectives, began her search Monday afternoon when she picked up her top-secret case file from the local community center. Along with the file, she was also given access to a video that detailed clues, information about the crime scene, and details about the masked suspect, informally known as the Ballyhoo Bandit.
Hi, everyone. This is Ms. Kate. If we haven't met before, I work for the PCR. But one of my other jobs is running the Eaglesview Elementary Detective Agency. Pretty cool, huh? Although many of you may never have heard of it, but that's only because we haven't needed your help before. Until now.
Like right now.
Here's what's happened.
That's Kate Schwarz. She's the Arts and Culture Coordinator for Unalaska's Department of Parks, Culture, and Recreation. Schwarz put together the packet of top-secret case files and created the video for the kid investigators. The files include things like maps, journal entries, and coded messages to keep the little local detectives engaged and active during their spring break this week. Schwarz says she collaborated with elementary school teachers on the island, working to come up with some kind of remote programming, as the community center isn't holding any in-person events right now due to the coronavirus pandemic. She says this idea and the incorporation of the video came naturally to her, as she has a background in theater.
And I knew that from the beginning that I wanted to have this introduction video to really set the scene and you can get the story going, because I've made the case file, and the project could just be as simple as that, starting from the beginning and all be on paper, but I just wanted to add that theatrical element to it.
She says she hopes the case of the missing Easter Bunny will get kids and families outside this week while they are on spring break. And despite wind and snow, it seems to be doing just that. Here's Detective Hancock again.
Maybe the Ballyhoo Bandit took the Easter Bunny to a cage or something.
Yeah, let's go find out.
I wonder if they're still like at the hill? And the Easter Bunny is in the cage
right
now.
We may just wrap this up right now and have solved the crime.
Okay. But, Mom, we have to see if we can find footprints.
Okay, let's go see if we can do that. There's a lot of fresh snow, though.
Schwarz says anyone in first through fourth grade can help solve the crime. First, they'll need to come pick up their case file at the community center. Then, when the Eve detectives have unmasked the Ballyhoo Bandit, Schwarz says they should report to the community center with their findings to receive their certificate of completion. And while the certificate is certainly a great means of motivation for these mini Sherlocks, the prospect of unraveling this puzzle and bringing the Ballyhoo Bandit to justice is a treat all on its own.
But when I see him, I'm going to ask him why he kidnapped the Easter Bunny. Yes, and that was my speech. Thank you. Boop.
From the mystifying, foggy moors of Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.